It's Todd Zwillick. Welcome back to The Takeaway, and let's go now to a scientific first in the United States, one that could play a major role in reducing genetically based disease. Scientists in Oregon have edited genes inside living human embryos for the first time. They did it using a breakthrough gene editing technology called CRISPR that was developed in 2015. This was an experimental lab. No babies were born, but the promise of being able to edit genetic diseases right out of an embryo's DNA could be a major step for healthcare. But if disease genes can be edited, other genes can be edited too. And the breakthrough also raises the possibility of designer babies, allowing parents to pick the kinds of desirable genetic traits they would like for their children. Art Kaplan is with me now to talk about the medical promise of this new technology and the ethical concerns around it. He's director of the Division of Medical Ethics at the New York University School of Medicine. Dr. Kaplan, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Well, gene editing in vitro has always been, Dr. Kaplan, this kind of sci-fi dystopia idea, but it's been increasingly obvious that it was close to reality. How big of a deal scientifically is this?
It's a big deal. It's obviously still a long way from having a super baby designed for a wealthy couple. You know, we don't know if this technique is going to work. We don't know if it's safe. But going into human embryos and engineering something, that's a major step. That is a major step.
Now, this was the first time in the U.S., but where else has this been going on around the world, and how efficient is it?
Well, China has had a couple of scientific teams report embryo editing, but they used embryos that were intentionally disabled. That is, you couldn't put them inside a woman. They wouldn't grow. They shut off other genes. This report, and remember, we still haven't seen the paper. It's just a leaked report that somebody has done this, involves embryos that, in theory, if you put them inside a woman's body, would develop into a fetus and ultimately perhaps a person.
So there's a very clear scientific upside here. There's also an ethical upside and an ethical downside. Let's start on the upside and the kinds of diseases that might be editable here with this new technology.
So we have a variety of ailments that really occur in humans because of a single error in DNA alphabet. That is, it's called a point mutation. It just means there's one typo that's causing trouble. Think sickle cell disease, hemophilia, cystic fibrosis. If you could find a way to edit in the right letter, repair the typo, you could, in theory, repair these diseases, prevent them at the embryo stage, kind of subjecting the embryo to genetic surgery. That could do a lot of good because not only would you get rid of the disease in the individual, you might get rid of it in their offspring, thereby ultimately perhaps getting rid of genetic diseases of some kinds in human beings forever.
Now, of course, some diseases have one or two typos. Most don't. Most have hundreds or thousands or more. So given this accomplishment, how far are you away from much more complex diseases that have genetic components or really complex genetic origins?
Yeah, good question, and pretty far. You know, basically the technique is just in its infancy. It sometimes puts letters in where there aren't typos. Those are sort of target mistakes. We don't know what the error rate is yet, much less what that might do in terms of safety to a child born with that kind of engineering. So I'm going to say for the foreseeable future, meaning 5, 7, 8 years, at most you're going to see people try to go after small typos, single mutation type diseases. Now that would keep them pretty busy, but we're not going to get to the complicated ones for a while because that involves more changes across the entire DNA alphabet that each one of us has, introducing the danger of a higher risk rate.
Then there are, of course, the ethical downsides or the gray areas, Art Kaplan, and you know where I'm going with this. How many desirable baby traits, like gorgeous little eyes or the chin that you want, are the kinds of point source mutations that you're talking about, and how long will it take to be able to design a baby with the features that you want?
So I think people are really worried, and legitimately so. Remember, we have a history when it comes to genetics. Nazi eugenics, American eugenics, excluding people based on their ethnicity, which was a genetic immigration restriction. laws against interracial marriage in many states here. Again, a eugenic type consideration. Eugenics has occurred. That said, most of the qualities that people I think would want, smarter, stronger, faster, probably involve a number of genes. So I'm not exactly worried that we're going to see eugenics in the next decade, even if we pursue this technique to treat diseases. The time is now to decide if we want to criminalize, prohibit, set limits on where you can go with respect to genetic engineering for improvement or enhancement, because we do have time. We're not going to be there for a while.
Is that a debate and a set of restrictions that you think need to take place now?
I do. I think the time is to have that debate right now because it's going to be very controversial. Remember, there are many people who would say, if I could improve my child's memory, if I could enhance my vision in a child, if I could make my child have a better immune system and resist diseases, then let's do that. I want to do that. It's not clear that everyone will find improvement and enhancement immoral or wrong. So we're going to have to really debate this and get settled on it. Plus, we have to put the penalties in place. Are you going to jail if you try to do this? Would any journal publish a paper in a prohibited area? So a lot of work to do. Time to discuss that is now. But I'm going to say I wouldn't hold up the disease research on the basis of saying we've got to settle the eugenics issue first. We have time with the eugenics issue. We can decide to pursue disease prevention, and I think both can go on at the same time.
The scientific possibility and the ethical dilemma of the new technology of in vitro gene editing. Art Kaplan of the New York University School of Medicine. Thanks, Dr. Kaplan.
Thank you.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people, by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.